From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is Robert Burns with your Texas Crop and Weather Report for August 5, 2014. Despite a few setbacks, such as cooler than normal weather, Panhandle and South Plains cotton is in pretty good shape. Tuesday, I talked with Mark Kelly, AgriLife Extension Cotton Specialist, Lubbock.
Yeah, we're still running a couple of weeks behind on some of our better cotton. We need another rain coming up pretty quick on some of our dry lands and in need of another drink.
What growth stage is it?
Well, it's all over the board. We've got stuff that it's hard to find a bloom in, and we've got stuff that's been blooming for 2 to 3 weeks. You know, we've got good potential. We've got good fruit set. Insect pressure's light in a lot of the areas, but we're going to have an open fall, good temperatures through August and September.
How likely is that, dude?
Well, I think we've got a good chance. You know, if we come in here with a, you know, normal fall, you know, where we're not getting real cold real quick, you know, we've had some issues in the past few years where, you know, we got a little colder than normal pretty quick. So we don't need that to happen this year. We need a good temperatures, a lot of sunlight, and, you know, a couple more rain events, and we should be in good shape.
Well, you know, the drought is getting, the most more severe drought anyway, is being rolled back a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, as far as our crop condition and the soil moisture conditions, we're a lot better off than we were the last 3 years. But like I said, some of this dryland crop in areas that haven't received rain in 3 or 4 weeks, they're going to be needing something pretty quick.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.